Hey, Deepsters, what's going on? It's your man, Big B. Look, we have come at you so many different ways on how you can go about getting your headphones from Tweaked Audio. It's just plain and simple, y'all. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code IDS. By doing so, you get a whole lot of offers, like 33% off your entire purchase. It doesn't matter how much you buy, 33% off is what you get. You get free shipping and a lifetime guarantee on some awesome products. Do it.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
The Big B, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air.
What's going on, Deepsters? This is your man, Big B. Welcome to the In Deep Show. Always love it when we get a chance to holler at you, when we get a chance to say what's up, let you know what's up with us, get to read the feedback and listen to what's up with y'all, get to hear Lady Rogue Chakra, bigging up her situation. All that good stuff.
Tell the rock how he protected kingdom.
What?
Yeah,
where is he?
Well, he don't come out that much, but when he does, he protects the kingdom.
Okay.
Fuck out of here. All right, I got my crew with me today, man. Y'all hear? Come on, man. The doctor,
what's up, people? Y'all know how I do. I'm turned up, ready to go. Let's do it.
Got the queen, the first lady, IDS.
Hello.
Obama's term is coming. Hello. Michelle's going to be gone, but Our queen is still going to be here.
That's right.
All right.
That's
right. Hello, welcome to the show. Thank you for pushing play.
Yes. How's everybody doing? How's everybody's weekends? How was it? Was it dope?
Oh my god. My joint was great. Saturday?
What?
The girls were gone all day long. All day. Well, actually, Kayla was gone Saturday and Sunday. She didn't come back to Sunday evening. But me and Buddy, man, we just chill all day Saturday. Watched my power joint. Ray Donovan back on, you know, man. So everything was beautiful, man. Everything was beautiful. I ain't cut no grass though, but it's all right. It's not that bad though. But I got plenty of rest.
You ready, man?
Actually, I got to do that tonight.
Well,
we finish. Yeah, actually, I'm gonna give him a bath. I ain't cut his hair
tonight.
Yeah, after we finish,
like 11 o'clock.
So I'm like, hey, dog, I'm all gotta take care of my man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Buddy haircut gonna look like that Aflac commercial.
Oh, right.
After this dude beat down these.
I'm good with it. I got skills, man.
We know.
I got skills.
Skizzles.
Aflac.
Yeah, I tighten my man up. Spivvy him up a little bit.
Queen, how was your weekend?
It was good. I feel like I didn't do like a whole bunch, but hung out at my friend's pool on Saturday. Friday, I didn't do anything Friday. That was about the gist. Well, there was some activity on Sunday, but I don't know if you want to talk about that. Or
not really.
Maybe save it for FB.
Probably not,
not really.
Probably not going to be there either.
Maybe. Right. Who knows? You just have to go to the page and check.
Well, my weekend. Let's see. Saturday, I was supposed to have some guests. Didn't show up. Saturday, right after that, I was supposed to have some contractors do some work. Didn't show up. Then I had to run some errands that lasted a majority of my freaking day. Sunday. Wait a minute. That was Sunday. No, yeah. No, and Sunday was just running more errands. So yeah, that was my weekend. Hope it's exciting to you.
All right,
so that's pretty much the gist of it. And I guess we should transition into this here show. If the crew is ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Get down with the get down.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
Three, six, nine, damn, you're fine. Suck it, suck it, suck it to me, baby, one more time. From the window to the wall, until sweat drops down my balls. Oh, these bitches crawl. Oh, ski, ski, motherfucker. Oh, ski, ski, goddamn. Oh, ski, ski, motherfucker. Oh, ski, ski, goddamn. Show the crunk. So fresh, so clean, can she fuck that question? Been harassing me in the mind. This bitch is fine, I done came to the club about 50 them times. Can I play with your panty line? Club owner say I need to calm down. Security guard gon' sweat me now. Crack a drunker than a motherfucker threaten me now. 369, damn, you're fine. Suck it, suck it, suck it to me, baby, one more time. From the window to the wall, until sweat drops down my balls. Oh, these bitches crawl. She coming up in the club, I mean she working. And I like to see the female twerking. Taking her clothes off, fucking naked. ATL ho, don't disrespect it. But pop your pussy like disgust. Yin Yang Twins in this B.I.H. Little John and the East Side Boys with me. And we all like to see the mass and titties. Back, back, back it up. 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 Stop. And wiggle with it, yeah, stop. And wiggle with it, yeah, stop. And wiggle with it, yeah. 369, damn, you're fine. Suck it, suck it, suck it to me, baby, one more time. From the window to the wall, until sweat drops down my balls. Oh, these bitches crawl. Oh, ski, ski, motherfucker. Oh, ski, ski, goddamn. Oh, ski, ski, motherfucker. Oh, ski, ski, goddamn.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Where do you get that shit from, man? God damn, every week you come up with something new. Hey, y'all. R. Kelly's brother, his name is Bruce. Okay, apparently they had a verbal agreement.
Bruce Kelly?
Yeah, Bruce. Bruce Kelly.
Sound like a remix to Karate.
Karate,
movie.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Yeah, but apparently they had a verbal agreement. You know, Rob was like, man.
I'll piss you shit.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. But, you know, he was supposed to, you know, go get Kel's food and make little runs for him and be his chauffeur and
destroy
all this
videotapes.
Kind of stuff. Well, you know, documents got to be destroyed. They got to be destroyed. But anyway, now, I don't know what Kel's did for his brother and, you know, in the years or whatever back in the day. But apparently, he ain't paid Bruce, man. Bruce said, man, he's used to run errands and do everything. There's been times where he had to sit in the car and wait for Kels to come out of the restaurants and stuff like that, 12 hours, you know, at a time and everything. And ain't been paid yet. Mm. Okay, so apparently this has been going on for like 3 or 4 months or whatever. You know, so my man, he's suing his brother for the money. Okay, now. Apparently, Robert Kels, but we're going to just call him Kels right now. He was supposed to pay the man $700 a week. Okay. He ain't paid him shit.
That's not a lot.
Yeah, but hey, you know, that's your brother. If you agreed to pay the man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not a lot. What the hell? How come he should be paying him?
Man, that's what Bruce said. Bruce said, pay me, man.
You better hurry up and pay Bruce.
Oh, man.
Before Bruce become Josephine Kelly.
How about that?
I mean, it seems to be a trend among Bruce's lately.
Okay.
Yeah, or come up with some shit that don't nobody know about Kels that he know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It may turn into a heated battle. But anyway, Kels owe Bruce $11,000 in back pay.
Oh, man. That's not a lot.
Yeah, so just go ahead and smash the man off. You know, he said, that's it, though. He stopped working for Kels. He said, I ain't working for nobody for free. You know, but good luck on trying to get that 11K, bro. You know. But I'm thinking, you know, Kels probably said, man, I done did all this shit for you back in the day. I don't know. How many brothers does R. Kelly have? Do you know?
I do not know.
But I'm thinking, if that's his only brother, whatever, I'm pretty sure he's done something for him,
but
you know.
It shouldn't matter. If we had an agreement for you to pay me to be your chauffeur and your gopher,
right,
you need to pay me.
Yeah, you got a point.
I'm like, that's, you know, just because we family, that don't mean shit. I got to pay bills, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, good luck, Bruce, man. I hope you get your money, man. Mm.
Bring out that tape.
Yeah, how about that? Anyway, speaking of money, Nas baby mama, Carmen Bryan. Okay, now apparently Nas's daughter, you know, they had a daughter together. Apparently she turned 18, I guess last summer or whatever. But Carmen says she's been homeless. And you know, since Nas, you know, stopped sending the monthly support or whatever. But it's been said that Nas, even after the baby turned 18, Nas was still sending her money. But this broad went on, you know, Instagram or Twitter or whatever, saying, you know, that she doing all right, you know, and she actually went on there and started talking about Nas. You know, I don't know what it was she was saying, but that's when Nas cut the money off. He's like, oh, okay, you trying to get all spivvy. All right, let's see what you're going to do now. So apparently Nas cut that shit off last summer, and she's claiming she's been homeless ever since. Okay. Now, apparently since they had the baby, you know, she hasn't worked since they had the baby because she was getting the checks. You know, so I guess.
You know how much?
No, they didn't say.
You didn't ask your IDS sauces?
I'm pretty sure if I would have asked them, they would have came up with an undisclosed amount. But I'll get back to you on that. I'll get back to you. But they say the bra, even when she was getting the money, she wasn't, well, they didn't say she wasn't spending it on a baby, but what they're saying is when she made her money, whenever she made her money, she didn't spend a dime on the child. Now, I'm pretty sure she's...
I find that hard to believe. What was the baby walking around ass naked with no diapers?
Well, what they're saying is I'm pretty sure she spent money on the child when Nas was sending the money, mm-hmm. you know, taking care of her. But they said that she never really had money to spend on the child herself. Mm-hmm. But after my man cut you off, isn't it time to go get a job and do something? But my whole thing is, all right, say if he, even if he was still sending the money, couldn't she still had a, got a job, gotten
of course,
a job?
Absolutely.
Right. So pretty like, much.
What were you doing before you had a baby?
Yeah. So I guess pretty much long as Nas was sending that money and she felt that, you know.
Now, don't get me wrong. Some, you know, some women and men stay home and they're like, you know, Mr. Moms or Moms or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so maybe that could be what she was doing. But for 18 years, you ain't work. Come on, man.
You still could have did something.
Right. Something. You could have had a side hustle.
Right. It's,
or something.
Mm-hmm. Doing some hair. You know, you could have called it Commons corn rolls or something. Just, you know, a little something coming in on the side. Mm-hmm. Hey, but I guess she ain't do nothing, so. Mm-hmm. Well, and what they're saying is after Nas cut the money off, she started skipping from, like, relatives' houses to their friends' houses, you know.
Damn,
telling the story about her and Nas, you know, telling, you know, I guess saying what Nas did to her, the kind of relationship they had. And then after people got tired of hearing that shit, you ain't kicking no money, it's time for you to get out.
Well, damn, I mean, apparently she ain't had no money. That's why she was you know, staying with people.
Right,
but I'm like, all the time, I'm, you know, like I said, it does go back to the money because I'm just so curious because it's like, you know, I'm sure it couldn't have been less than, let's say, $5,000. Mm. Let's just say $5,000.
How about that?
You know, if he stopped paying, I don't know, and I'm thinking rent, I'm thinking, like I said, clothes and food and everything for the baby. But mm-hmm. after the baby became a certain age and he stopped paying... Well, she was probably no longer a baby at that point. But after he stopped paying, then what?
Yeah, and you don't know, you think by like...
Did you at pay, least him, pay him directly? The kid directly?
My sources didn't say. I'll have to do research on that too.
I mean, because I'm just saying, you can't just leave your kid ass out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you would think, like, when it comes closer, okay, I know she's going to be 18 soon, right, or, like, 3 years before. Let me stop putting some shit away or, you know, invest in something or do something. But apparently, she's holding us now, so, you know.
Man. So you have, you're telling me you have expectations of ambition from someone who clearly made the decision to live off the back of someone else?
Yeah, I was just, you know,
I'm just saying,
looking towards the bright side for her, but I guess there's no bright side, so there you go.
There's a bright side. Unemployment line.
Mm-hmm. And shelters, you know.
I keep the lights real bright over there.
So she's going to run out of people's house to go squat. Mm. And then there you go.
Then she'll find a new rapper.
Ah, okay. Well, that's pretty much how it works in Hollywood or wherever she lives.
You think she wouldn't wait 18 years if that was her plan?
Mm-hmm. But from what I saw, she was posting pictures on Twitter and shit with stacks of money and all the dumb shit. Mm. That's what it was.
Is she young?
Yeah,
it's not on. Yeah, that was a rhetorical question.
No,
there's
three things
didn't
I have to
write
check
that
on.
Down.
Yeah.
So okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just Google dumb rock. Let me see. Okay. I'm pretty sure y'all heard by now. 50 Cent is being sued by Rick Ross's ex-wife. You know, I think they had a baby. Yeah, I think they did have a child. Mm. But 50 Cent messed with her at one time. And y'all remember when 50 and Rick Ross was going back and forth at it? Apparently, 50 put out a sex tape about, I don't know whether he was in it. Mm. But a sex tape leaked with Rosé's baby mama in it. Now she's asking for $5 million. Okay, she wants $5 million. So a few days after, 50 Cent filed for bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, he's supposed to have assets and debts ranging from $10 to $50 million, okay? But don't you have to show a judge that you don't have any money or something saying that this is all I have left before you can just file bankruptcy?
I believe that's right.
Yeah, but a lot of people are saying this is just a ploy, so he doesn't have to pay her the $5 million. And they're saying Rick Ross is sitting back.
Didn't. Didn't Coke pay him, what was it, $250 million or $500 million?
Ooh, 50?
Yeah, to buy out his vitamin water shares.
It was something like that.
I don't think it was 100, but it was a lot of damn money. I know, I remember that.
You know what? When I first heard this, the only thing that came to mind was, I pictured your boy Mayweather.
Yep.
Okay.
Saying, it don't take this shit personally.
Yeah.
How about that?
I pictured Floyd too laughing somewhere, lighting $100 bill on fire, and so he could light his cigar.
Oh, I can't read, huh?
Right.
And you can't count.
Right.
Oh God! It's not funny, man. It's not funny.
Wasn't he just in a talking to, what was it, Mark Wahlberg, and they were going back and forth about some kind of bet, and it was gonna be like a lot of money. Can't remember what
Mark
it was
Wahlberg
for.
And 50 Cent.
Yeah, they were betting on something. It was recent too. That. I don't know if it was the Mayweather Pacquiao fight or something. It was recent.
Uh huh.
I'm like, damn. I wonder.
Yeah.
If that's part of his debt. He's like, ooh, can't pay you now, sorry.
Right. But I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't have 50 Cent being bankrupt.
Me neither.
He's just trying to get out of paying the broad the money. But I mean, do you have to?
I'm like, just pay her, get it over with.
Yeah, how about that?
Why embarrass yourself?
You know, hearing that makes songs like this even more funny. To my Teflon on, boy, my government issue. I hit your vertebrae, bullets rip through tissues. Your wife on a futon, hugging a shih tzu. Homie, you a bitch, you got feminine ways. Heard you got four lips and bleed for 7 days. I got four fifths and bananas on the case. And got more whips than a runaway slave. Me and Yayo go back like some hot top fades. When I made 50 mil, M got paid. When I made 60 mil, Dre got paid. When I made 80 mil, Jimmy got paid. I ain't even got the rap now. Life is made. Said I ain't even got the rap. I'm filthy, I'm man. I'm laughing straight to the bank with this. I'm laughing straight to the bank. That's exactly how Mayweather's laughing right now.
Right. I'm laughing straight
to the bank with this. Yeah, you gotta be careful with that.
No shit. And if I remember correctly, in one of his raps, he said, "Have a baby by me. I'll write $1 million check. Who the hell cares? If you can write the million, go ahead and write one for five and keep it moving."
Right.
How about that? How about that?
Said he was set to make $100 million instead of the $400 million that was initially reported.
From the vitamin water situation?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was, 2007, though. Shit, yeah.
He could have ran through that, huh?
Right. I was going to say he could be broke. I mean, cars, houses.
Yeah,
trips,
it'll do it. Or he got a
jewelry,
big lump sum stash somewhere in an offshore account and just keeping like 60 million of his, you know, in America. It's like, it's all like that.
Right.
You know.
But I mean, you figure he probably paid about 80 million on that dental work.
Okay.
To get that Bugs Bunny look.
How much you think he put in to get power started?
You said how much has he lost on power?
You think he lost on power?
I'm fucking with you.
Okay. That joint is
the way he was carrying on and bitching, you would think he did.
Right.
That's not my idea.
But that joint is heating up.
Okay, for my last story.
Apparently the Lil Wayne and Birdman's joint is really going on. Apparently, Lil Wayne, he was doing a show, at a club in Miami. Okay, it's called Club Live. I don't know if they pronounce it live, but it's L-I-V. Yeah. It's Live. Mm-hmm. Okay. And apparently Birdman and his crew was in the audience. And when Lil Wayne was on stage rapping, Birdman tried to throw a drink at him. Mm. I don't know if the drink got to Lil Wayne, but apparently Birdman's entourage and everybody started throwing bottles of water at him.
No, so, it wasn't water. It was vodka.
Bottles of vodka?
It was vodka. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I guess he has a vodka? I saw it actually earlier.
Birdman or Lil Wayne?
Birdman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of vodka, 50 ain't got nothing off his?
Which is he?
Effin.
Oh. I'm sure he has to be getting some money from that. But I bet you the sales probably aren't like, you know, they're no Ciroc's or.
Right, right. That's a rock off the hook.
Mm.
Off the hook. Yeah, but they were celebrating Jim Jones' early birthday party. And, of course, like I said, Birdman and his crew were in the audience, and Lil Wayne was up on stage rapping. But, you know, for some reason, I thought that was just a tactic or a ploy or something between Birdman and Lil Wayne. But apparently, that shit really going on, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think that might be real.
Yeah, it might, you know, explode into something a little deadly, too. You know, right. Shit, you got that kind of money, you can hire them up.
Now, have you seen the video from it?
Mm-mm.
Have you?
Mm-mm.
So I guess there's sort of an underlying debate on, did Wayne compose himself and treat the situation in an adult manner, or did he bitch out?
Mm.
Well, from, I don't know all the nuances of the situation, but I know, like, it just seems a little going back and forth. It seems like they're being a little catty to me.
Right,
I mean, him throwing that bottle.
But the actual, I mean.
You mean by doing the diss song?
If someone threw a drink on you at the club or whatever,
mm-hmm.
are you just going to just kind of.
But they didn't do anything. Nothing happened.
That's what I'm saying. And so people are asking.
I see what you're saying.
Was Wayne bitching out, or was he being the bigger person, being the
adult? I think he was being a bigger person, or he was like, you know what? I got you next time. You know, and then because it looked like the bodyguard rushed him off the stage too.
Mm-mm. He stood there
for a minute, and stared at him,
and they're staring at each other.
But then they took him off
the bodyguard, and then I guess he tried to play off. Who did that? Like, I don't know who did it, and the whole crowd was like pointing. It was Birdman. He's right there. It's Birdman.
Right. Nah, I don't. I really don't think he bitched out. I mean, I think he was grown. You don't need to start nothing in a club when there are people. You know, I think the people at the bottom were mostly pissed off because it was like whatever they were throwing, because it was a whole bunch of stuff being thrown. You know, they were pissed because they were like, they were getting wet.
All right.
You know, so I don't know. That's my opinion. I don't think he did. I think Birdman was, you know, very immature by throwing that bottle down there, because you could have hit somebody in the audience. Then they just started throwing a whole bunch of stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, down at trying to hit the stage. But mm-hmm. I'm like, you could have hit somebody with a bottle in their head.
Gotcha.
You know. I mean, if that was me, I'd be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd have wet my hair.
Yeah. And you never know. Lil Wayne in the back of his mind, like, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how you want to do it.
Right,
okay.
That's what I'm
thinking. I ain't going to act out right here, but mm-hmm. you're going to see me.
Right.
Or you're going to see somebody.
Right.
You know, so like
that's
I said,
what I'm thinking.
It could get brutal, mm-hmm. you know. He was more a man about it than Birdman.
But about.
Anyway, that concludes my diagnosis. We got a lot of more coming up, Nene.
Sure.
All right. Y'all stay tuned. Don't touch that damn. What time does it taste? In front of a live podcast audience.
Okay.
Pause.
Hood Times is taped in front of a live podcast audience.
Shock! stop with your begging. You're irritating. Get out of bed with your brokenness. We won't get paid by itself.
Nigga, you ain't laid on.
Good time.
If man don't get it fucked up.
Good time.
Instagram and job searching.
Good time.
Ray, have you noticed something strange about Junior?
Well, Carl, that's a good question. You see, there's levels to Junior's strangeness. What exactly do you mean?
The late hours, the new clothes. It's like he's a different person. Did he tell you he got a new job selling chicken and already got a raise and a promotion?
Well, Carter, maybe this has something to do with the chicken lady. You know she got a big ass plus those special herbs and spices.
Damn it, Ray, I'm serious. Have you noticed he comes home, his eyes are red, and he eating outside of House and Home?
Yeah, you know what? Matter of fact, baby, you're right. I came home last night, and the chitlins were all gone. And I was going to make a chitlin sandwich with cheese, too.
I know, and I was going to make a chitlin sandwich with that light cucumber vinegar dressing that you like, boo.
You're right. Now that you mention it, when he comes home, I'll get to the bottom of this.
What's up, family? Dad, you're looking strong as usual. Mom, lovely as ever. What's for dinner?
Well, you should know you ate it last night.
My bad. I'll go out and get something to eat. I'll be back in a few shakes.
Me and your mother has been noticing something about you lately.
What's that, Daddy-o?
First of all, you call me Daddy-O one more time, and my foot-o is going in your asshole.
Look here, Junior. Where you getting all this money? Working all these goddamn late hours and eating all the goddamn food in the house, and your eyes are red. What is happening?
Well, Ma, I told you. I got a new position. I'm working longer hours. You know, I'm getting more money now.
You see, baby, I told you it was nothing to worry about. Hey, our boy's moving up in the world.
So did Bill Cosby, and look at him now.
Carter, the boy is working hard and need a little more and bringing more money in the house. What's wrong with that?
Okay, Ray, I hear you, but I something ain't right. I have a feeling about this.
You know what, baby? I got a feeling, too.
You do?
Yeah, come on over here in the bedroom. Let me show you.
Oh, baby, you nasty.
Like Junior say, I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, nasty man, I have some clothes to wash. You think you can put your nastiness on layaway for a while?
Yeah, I hope you make a down payment on it soon, though. Or the soul pole is going to go back in stock.
Whatever. You never had problems pulling it out of stock before.
That's because it was overstocked and ready to go. All
right, Nasty. I'm off to the laundry room.
And I'll be here waiting for you with that down payment.
Ray!
What's going on, baby?
Aurora just told me that Junior is selling drugs for the warlords!
Just unfolding the tinfoil, watching the crack hair stroll, thinking how it all gonna spark this time.
Good time.
Good time.
Get out of bed with your broken.
Sup, nigga? You wanna talk some shit? Call me. Start some shit, bitch.
Sup, fool? You gonna talk shit about me, homie? Where you from?
Hundreds of niggas is waiting for your motherfucking call, and they all talking shit right now.
Call these motherfuckers ASAP.
Yeah, I said some shit. What? Man, fuck you and your...
The hardest niggas is standing by, ready to pick up that phone.
Just dial, nigga. I'll fuck you up. Niggas is talking shit. Call now.
Oh, you better call. I'm a little nervous. Call 202-750-1437. That is 202-750-1IDS.
In my world.
Hi, this is Bobby Caldwell, and you're listening to the In Deep Show.
Okay, we're going to go back to last week's question because we have some feedback. Well, it wasn't really a question. It was more of a statement. A discussion? Okay. So the question was that it was about men who live double lives. They're married. They have a girlfriend that they're in love with. So we have some feedback on that.
All right. In response to the beautiful lady that sent in a debatable topic, some men cheat because of greed. They may do it because of their past or just because they happen to get caught up in a one-time deal. I think that having a side boo thing is focused on the men, mostly because if a woman was doing it, she would eventually leave due to the emotional bonding with the side boo. The men, on the other hand, trying to juggle both, knowing damn well that it never works out. I'm always the second chance in life. Most people mess up and never recover from their mistakes because no one gave them a chance to fix it. I feel that if cheating occurs more than once, it should be over. But never cut something off, you know, because of one mistake. There's some black men walking around with one felony and never bounced back. Great men that made one mistake. Counseling, adding new interesting ideas to your marriage showed be a great start to rebuilding and recovering a mistake. Shit happens. It's not easy to get over it, but it's possible. Look at the Clintons. # my wife trying to steal my IDS friends. # she's not slick. # blame Queen Neen for the setup. # Baylor Anti-Anonymous the Great.
# without live Skype, I won't believe she exists. Oh. # I opened up another email account and sent this in. Oh. # I have 2 Facebook accounts.
Oh,
wow.
# that could possibly be my cousin in that picture.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
All right. Okay, enough of that. All right. And sir, do not blame me. We already had a discussion about this. I'm not going to put you out there, okay? Don't blame me. You know who to point the finger at, okay? All right. Thank you for your feedback, BTG.
BTG.
It is greatly appreciated.
What's up, nephew?
No, that wasn't BTG's joke.
I was like, you calling Rude Boy?
You need to be calling Rude Boy. He done disappeared on that.
He sure did. Uh-oh. I don't even know where he is. I see him on Facebook sometimes, though. Rude Boy.
I fat fingered the button on that one. That was B. Let me try it again. Okay. BTG. Get BTG sounder right.
Uh-huh. Looking for you in the daylight with a flashlight.
All right.
How about that? Well, all right. You guys can still send in some feedback. And at the end of our discussion session here, we will give you all of the contact to do that very thing. Mm-hmm. So today, Today. I think this is going to be an interesting one. I actually have a lot of faith in the Deepsters that they are going to chime in on this one.
All right.
Okay. How much of a role does the looks of your mate's parents play in your decision to be with them long term?
For me, not at all. I don't really. I know where you could go with that, but.
So if you.
Not at all, because, just because maybe my boo might be using different face cream and his dad didn't use any face cream and he might look older or whatever.
Okay, but,
let me he's working out or whatever. But it really doesn't have any. Okay. For me, any bearing on what the parents look like, So I guess if you're thinking like down the road, like, okay, she looks like her mom in the pictures, and maybe she's going to look like her mom, 20, 30 right. years from now.
There was a famous episode of the Brady Bunch that was like that, where the middle child looked like the crazy ass aunt or something.
I remember that one.
I don't remember
and they
that.
Were, like,
I
think it was identical. Jan. It right, was Jan. Jan, right.
Yeah. Oh. The middle girl. Yeah. Yep.
But okay, but what I was about to say, Queen. So you dating this guy? He has all the attributes you want. He's tall, dark, handsome, with the beautiful wavy hair and the whole shit. Blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And you meet his dad. His dad is spitting image of him. Clearly, you can just see the dude just later in his age. Mm-hmm. But he's now all the pretty wavy hair is now George Jefferson bald.
Mm-hmm. He's got this little clown side joint.
Right.
Okay.
And he fat and dumpy. And maybe not even just straight immediate looks, but like suppose Bama got like a little hunchback or something. Or,
okay.
You can see, whatever, something like that. Yep. Working on.
And he has that one little piece of good hair left.
Oh, we going
to, first of all, we going to go ahead. It to the side.
He sleep. I'm going to be like, meow, 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 meow. I mean, but
you
going to
cut the man's hand and sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Be like, baby, what happened?
Oh, that one little strand.
Yeah, that one little strand.
Yeah, he had to slick back on the side like baby
hair. Oh, my God. Did you,
he's trying to hold
did you take an Ambien to wake up and cut that off? What happened?
Right.
You are not going to be meow. You're going to be like.
Even better and easier. But no, I mean, but seriously, like, that really has no bearing, because I feel like, if my boo's healthy and he's working out and he's doing everything he needs to do, more than likely he'll probably keep himself up, and do the same thing. And just because you are in the same bloodline as somebody or you come from somebody doesn't necessarily mean you're going to age like that person. Because, we got Botox.
Right.
True that. Fillers. True that. Hair plugs, all that shit. So that doesn't necessarily mean that's how you're going to look as you get older anyway. I mean, right. We have better face cream. Mm-hmm. All those things.
And then when it comes to women too, a lot of older women, they back in the day, grandmas and moms, they never really, I'm not gonna say paid attention to what they ate, but women these days are more health conscious.
Mm-hmm. We're not eating fat back and chitlins, green, right? And chitlin, right. Chitlin salad.
They're
even if it is a light vinaigrette dressing. We're not eating chitlin salads.
Right. They're watching what they eat these days, right. And going green and not just putting all kinds of shit on their face.
Gluten-free, vegan.
Right. So even though your mother still may look good, the daughter may look better, because of the way she's treating her body. Or it could go the other way. Maybe she's still eating, a trough
what you trying
of
to say?
Chitlins.
Right, I'm saying, you trying to say she look like Eeyore? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, E or E. Shit. One of the two. Yeah, but,
I agree with you.
It could go either way. But I guess you can kind of, get a good guideline by looking at her mother or whatever. But I wouldn't, base that so heartily on how she's going to look 20, 30 years from now. Mm-hmm.
In my experience, you know what I notice? And I'll give my opinion later. But... you know what I notice about it? It's it's a double-edged sword. So in the sense of you meet this chick, and then you meet her parents, and her mom is like late 50s, early 60s, and she can still get it. You run away with that, being like, oh my God, she's going to be the bomb. She's going to be, you know. Mm-hmm. But if mom look like Hortense the Mule.
Oh.
Now all of a sudden, you like, nah, I got to get out of here because she's going to look like that.
Right. And that's,
you see what I'm saying?
It's not necessarily true. Like Mark said, it's like, you know, these days people are healthier, mm-hmm. you know, or eating healthier.
Right.
You know? Some of them. Right. I mean, I won't say not drinking as much, but, mm-hmm. you know, eating healthier.
Hey. There you go.
You know, so.
Yeah. The more you drink, the better you may look to yourself.
Or somebody else.
Yeah. There you go. I make sure I keep you drunk. I look good.
Right.
No matter what I look like.
You're like, baby, yeah. You still look the same.
Until you wake up in the morning.
Right.
This motherfucking year.
Right.
I saw a joke on Facebook to that effect last week.
Oh, yeah.
Where a husband and a wife were shopping, and he picked up a 24 case, you know, a case of beer. Mm-hmm. And he went to put it in the shopping cart. She was like, no, yeah, no, take that out. We can't afford that. You know, and grudgingly, he did put it back on the shelf or whatever. So they kept shopping, whatever. And she went to go buy some cold cream or whatever for her face. And he was like, nah, put that back. We can't afford it. And she was like, nah, we need this because it helps me look better. He said, so does my 24-pack of beer.
Right.
See? But I'm bow. See?
That was good. Yep. There you go. That's the point I was trying to make.
Right.
You know? Hey.
What did my friend always say? She said, all you have to do, because it's a song. I don't even know this song, but she said, pretty much, all you have to do is close your eyes and rock steady.
Okay. There you go.
Like,
everything is heaven, huh?
Hey. Oh, if it's dark.
Right.
You don't have to worry about it.
There you go.
Right?
But you know what, though? I mean, we all change over the years. You know, once you say I do, you know, you marry the perfect little...
Have you changed?
Not too much. I don't think so.
Did you have all that gray?
No, well, of course, yeah. No, I didn't at the time. Mm-hmm. But as far as everything else, I think, you know, I'm still...
You're still in fighting shape.
Well, I wouldn't say I can give you a round or two. You know, if I hit you with like two or three good shots and you ain't gone down yet,
ooh,
then I gotta cut you. So if I start gassing out, I got to go to the street tactics. Hey, look, I'm gonna look like Floyd for about. I'm gonna give you. Go 5 or 6 minutes and looking real sharp and everything, you know, mm-hmm. bouncing around.
Bobbing, weaving.
Depending on how many people around.
Oh, my.
And look, after my wind start getting a little short, like I'm biting you. I'm going Tyson on your ass.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well.
Okay.
You know. All if you right. were engaged in the fight, you'll know. When your arms start feeling like 1,000 pounds, you got to resort to anything you know.
Okay.
That's on the street. That's how we did it.
Zoinks.
Yes, sir. You got a name and a nut.
Are we still talking relationship? We talking about street fighting? Same thing?
Talking about same, the evolution all of, it. Of the body.
Okay, I got
that's
it.
That's all.
Hadouken.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Before we finish our questions, I just wanted to go back a little bit to a question we had. Is it possible to use or waste all of your love on the wrong person and not have any or enough to give to Mr. or Mrs. Right when they come along? Miss Angela Davis said, yes, you can be on love empty when the right person comes because it is usually the right person, but the wrong time, or the wrong person, but the right time.
This is true.
Very, very interesting. So, so thanks for answering that question, Mrs. Davis. We appreciate that.
No, absolutely.
So it's never too late.
Never. Never ever.
Never, never too late. So, if you guys want to answer today's questions or any questions past, just preface which question you are responding to. Send us feedback and all that. If you want to send feedback on anything that it is that we do, don't do, want us to do, where can they send that in?
Niggas is standing by.
Niggas is standing by.
At the phone lines now.
Right, call now. Right.
Talk y'all shit, people. Send it on in.
Call now. 202-750-1437. 202-750-1IDS. Or you can send an email to indeepshow@yahoo.com. Oh, or go to Facebook.
The phone lines are ringing now. Get that, Bob. All right. Good.
Or Tyrone.
Oh, yeah. I'll just call Tyrone.
Yeah. Look for the question to be posted in like a day on Facebook. Indeep Show FB.
Well, all right. Gonna take a quick break. Get out of here. May have one more segment, or we might just say goodbye. You'll find out when we come back.
Stay tuned.
IDS. You sniffing the mic for Drew?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, being black comes in all shapes and sizes. Sometimes it could be blatant in your face. Sometimes it can be a slip of the tongue or a flick of the wrist. What the flick of the wrist? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that.
Sorry, I started.
I know, right? Okay, so I don't know if you guys peeped TMZ last week, but they were doing a story about Britney Spears being at an amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
And they spoke about, you know, she was on the water slide and she was in the front and one of her kids were in the middle and her bodyguard was in the back.
Mm-hmm.
When the girl was talking about it and trying to describe the situation, she was like, you know, it was just kind of, it was kind of funny to see, you know, you can see in the video here, Britney's in the front, you know, her kid is in the middle, and the big, the black, her bodyguard is in the back.
Mm.
Now, some people might be like, oh man, that was just a slip of the tongue or whatever. But my thing is this, I don't make slip of the tongues like, the white dude. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right,
I don't
right.
say the the Latin person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say the Asian. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Why it always got to be a slip of the tongue on?
Right. At least she didn't say the Nick.
That would have been the ultimate.
Guy. Right. Right.
And that probably would have been headlines and not being black.
Hmm.
That probably would have led the show.
Mm. How about that?
Hmm? No doubt.
That is one.
That is definitely a moment.
Yes,
of
sir.
Being
yes,
black.
Sir. Mm. Yeah, I wonder what news was she from, a news channel or was like a TMZ type?
TMZ.
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 Wow. Yeah. Oh well. Yeah. No. There you go.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Definitely. So that was today's.
Being black.
Love it.
I need a nap.
To you. I'm going to go home and fuck Buddy up. I'm gonna do my best.
I tried to tell you that earlier, but you were trying to tell me how slick you were.
Because I felt better. That was at the beginning of the show. I was kind of.
Just wait till tomorrow.
I know, that's what I'm
probably. Yeah, I'm like, come on, Buddy don't deserve that.
Yeah.
Buddy don't deserve that.
I know.
Okay.
But you know, I fucked him up before, but he looked good though. You all, by looking at him, you couldn't tell I fucked him up.
It was probably from the front. You probably like put a hole
like
in his
that eyes. Was like that dude with the 24 mm-hmm. with the case of beer. You couldn't tell. We probably would have been able to tell. You was probably standing back like, that motherfucker tight.
Yeah, you look good.
Yeah. Gave him a doggy temple taper and everything.
To, right, I forgot to cut
Buddy on in the mirror like this. Buddy all
fluffy, the other one just flat.
Buddy in the other room mad as shit because he can't dial the ASPCA.
The arms of the angel.
Yeah. He's going to be all right, though.
Yeah, I need you to wait till tomorrow.
Wait
please.
Till tomorrow, okay.
We got to go, man.
Thanks.
This is one of the rare shows where I'm going to have a busy night of editing. Because I need a nap. Hey, look, you know what? I don't give a fuck. Hey, y'all, I've been fucking up today. I've been fucking up hitting wrong buttons.
Shit, all of us fucked up.
I've been reading wrong lines. I've been fucking up, y'all. But guess what? Man. You motherfuckers ain't going to know. Yous ain't going to know.
Oh,
but
man.
You know what? Doc had a great idea. We're going to attempt to start compiling all of these outtakes and all of these...
A blooper reel, you see?
Right, yeah. Right.
And then all of the footage that, for those of you that are too scared to Skype in and watch us like during the breaks.
How about that?
Where the real magic happens. Yeah, we're going to put some of that stuff out there, too.
Yeah.
Yep. So, got to get out of here. Queen.
Hey, yo.
Kick us off.
Let's see. Two fingers. I send two fingers out to my friend Paulette. Sometimes you have to let it go, let it go, let it go. And you did just that, girlfriend.
Let it go.
You did just that. So two fingers to you, boo.
But it's like a boomerang. Because, you know, she let it go and she might receive a gift.
You never know. You never know.
There you go.
Let's see. One finger. Ba ba ba. Do I have... Dang, go on it. I don't even feel like I have... I kind of... It's a twofold. Two finger to getting older. Because you get older. Your parents are getting older. Or people you love are getting older. And people are passing. So, it's almost in a... It's a one finger to that. Because, you know, it's the circle of life, but... It doesn't make it less sad. So.
Doctor?
All right. Let me see. Two fingers again to my great weekend. Two fingers to my shows that's coming back on. Power's heating up. Ray Donovan is looking pretty good for the first episode, you know. Let me see. One finger to Donald Trump. Motherfucking bastard, man. How can you run for president saying stupid shit like that? I mean, of course, we all know you're arrogant.
I mean, most Republicans do. They just kind of hide it.
Yeah, hide it a little better, huh?
So, man, my thing is the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know.
Okay.
Thank you for saving us all the time and energy.
Exactly. Just go ahead and drop out now, man, and get the fuck on. Move the fuck on. You're fired.
You're fired.
Right.
God damn it, it's 15 Republicans running for president.
Yeah.
How they gonna narrow them motherfuckers down?
Well, there's one already gone.
I mean, good.
Explosives.
Okay, boop. All right. Everything
is quick, man.
But for real, by the time each other, all of them start dragging each other down.
Right, because you know they will.
Yeah, right. The one or two that has really no negative shit in their lives would be the 2-1 standing.
And that's going to be
I'm like, impossible. Who? Right, I'm like.
It's going to be one of them.
I wish it would be. You know what I really wish? I wish it was just two like incredibly ridiculous ones left. Just like the most unlikely, like the ones you knew there's no way in hell you was gonna make it,
like Donald Trump,
right? Donald Trump and
y'all know he number two though.
He's number two. Okay. He's some shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for me, I want to two fingers to a couple people. Two fingers to my man June. Appreciate all the lookout and help. Two fingers. I had another person I had to put in there, and I forgot. I can't remember. Anyway, Two Fingers to Deepster that chimed in and was like, can I just get a shout out?
Oh.
So I'm gonna get two fingers to Miss Gigi. Miss Gigi, there you go.
Cool.
I don't know if you want to put the government out there, but
don't do that if she ain't tell you. If she ain't tell you, don't do it.
I ain't gonna say her name.
Miss Gigi.
But Doc, did you ever watch this TV show called Martin?
Yeah.
Did he have a girlfriend on that show?
Martin?
Uh huh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, all right then. Well, all right.
I didn't say it.
No, Miss Gigi.
Okay.
She didn't tell you to.
I didn't say it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
One finger to giving one third of your life. One third? No. Almost a quarter of your life. To something or someone, and all they can do is send you a letter.
Dear John, this shit is not working out anymore. So bye. Love
it's
me.
It's not you, it's us.
Love me.
Well, all right.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Best wishes. Best regards.
Okay.
Me.
No doubt.
Let it ride.
All right, gotta get out of here, man. This has definitely been a stone gas. Who used to say that?
Don Cornelius.
Leave it, Doc. Doc could bring back the.
You brought it back. That shit on me.
You knew, though.
Yeah, that's right. It's still up there. Some, you know.
Ain't no hair up there. All right, so we're gonna get out of here.
Okay.
That's it. We're gonna get out of here.
That's it.
Bye, y'all. Anybody, y'all want to shout out anybody real quick? Quick.
The girls USA soccer team. Hey, one more time.
Again.
Oh okay. Yeah, I said one more time. Goddamn. Yeah. Ain't too many USA teams.
Well, if that's the case, shout out Serena Slam doing her damn
thing.
There
you go. There you go.
You know what? First of all.
Shout out her two new eyebrows.
Okay. All right. Well, I didn't get to talk about it on RTR, but first of all, why is Maria making way more money than Serena?
How about that shit?
And Serena, hello. That's the shit called Serena Slam.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she getting less money?
That's exactly what I was going to call her if I ever met her. But that's another thing. We got to get out here, as always, in closing, we like to say.
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, goddammit. All of you out.